What's up, y'all? You tuned in to show number 13 of RareSoul.com. Got my man Mark Attack in the studio with me, as always, co-hosting the show.
Back in effect for episode 13. They thought we were going to stop at 10, but we're going to keep on going.
Yo, I just want to apologize for the long delay, but now we got all the kinks worked out for real. We're in a brand new studio, Target Recording Studios. My man Mark Moss engineering us so that we sound real good. Got my man Jake Crates in the studio this week. And you like this record right here, man?
I like that. What is that,
it's
man?
It's pretty tight, man. Name of this record is called Southern Sunset. It's the flip side of the song Dazz by the group Brick. And everybody knows that Ice Cube rapped over it for No Vaseline. It's in Starsky and Hutch. You know that. Yeah. Everybody come on. And yeah, so. Yeah. It's also in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You. But interesting, in addition to that, Michael Malden, Jermaine Dupri's pop, he was the roadie for this group. They're from Atlanta.
And that's how he got,
got into the music business.
Wow, dropping the facts on him. Well, what do you got lined up for us this week?
Man, I got this week could really be a bunch of big guns, you know what I'm saying? Every single song is hot. Wow. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the show. And the next record that we're getting ready to play is called Memphis Soul Stew, and it's by King Curtis. And those of you with keen ears will recall this from the early days of hip-hop, because the Ghetto Boys used it on Think We Can't Be Stopped.
Okay.
Maybe the album for it, I don't remember. But anyway, King Curtis is also from Texas as well. He's from Port Arthur, where UGK is from.
Isn't he the originator of the honking style of saxophone?
Well, he's the one who pretty much made it a mainstream art form. He was a session musician in New York in the 50s, and he hooked up with Atlantic Records in 1958, and he played on most of the sax records by the Coasters, including their big hit Yakety Yak.
Right.
So everybody knows that, you know what I'm saying? After that, he had a number one R&B hit with a song called Soul Twist, and that was in 1962, and he recorded for a bunch of different labels, came back to Atlantic in 1965, and you know, that's basically the period of time where this record is from. Memphis Soul Stew, this is from 1967, and listen to the instructions that he's saying during the song. It's like rappers have been using this as the recipe to cook crack, you know what I'm saying? But he's talking about, you know, Memphis Soul Stew. So I'll tell you more about him when we come back, too.
Let's do it.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat bag drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Give me a half a pint of horn. Place on the burner and bring to a boil. That's it right there. We'll be right back.
sounds like a wild party record.
Yeah, man. King Curtis was the man. He also led Aretha Franklin's backing band, the Kingpins. So it was King Curtis and the Kingpins. Wow. The flip side of that record is Harlem. It's called Blue Nocturne. And, you know, I don't know where I read it, and I could be wrong, but I swear I read that Jimi Hendrix played guitar for King Curtis. And I swear it's Jimi Hendrix playing that guitar. It's an all-guitar record. It's not any saxophone. It's just somebody playing guitar.
But well, yeah,
I tried researching it, and it didn't. Nothing came up, so I could be wrong. But anyway, King Curtis, he was on John Lennon's album, Imagine. You know, he was really well-known, and he was stabbed to death during an argument in front of his apartment. And, he was at West 86th Street. That's where the building was. Yeah, and they inducted him into the Hall of Fame in March of 2000.
Cool. Rest in peace.
And we're going to go ahead and get on to the next record. And this is some double-sided dynamite right here. And this is one of my favorites, the Fat Boy Billy Stewart. And he had a number of hits under his belt, no pun intended. And most people know him for his classic songs, I Do Love You and Sitting in the Park.
Yeah,
I Do Love You. You know that one too.
Yeah,
Sitting in the Park. Few rappers have done things with that. He also has a real interesting version of Summertime. You hear it on the radio if you listen, where he's like making all kinds of funny noises and scatting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was discovered by Bo Diddley because he could play the piano real well. And he's from Washington, D.C., and that's where Bo Diddley found him. He hooked up with Chess Records in 1956. He recorded an album called Billy's Heartache in 1956, which was backed by the Marquees, and that was a D.C. area group that featured none other than Marvin Gaye.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. So Stewart went to Chess in 1962, and that's the year that, well, this is from his classic Chess period. This record right here is from 1966. The first side is called Love Me, and this is pretty tight right here. Check this
out.
You're telling me you won't love me. Ooh, love me. If you really want my love, you get right down to biz. You would hold me, squeeze me, kiss me, show me just like you did. But maybe if we wait a little longer, your love for me will get a little stronger than. You're telling me you don't love me. Ooh, love me. For great unhappiness and thing of love and joy. If you be my baby love, I'll be your baby boy. Even if it takes a little longer for your love to get of a little stronger, just love me. Ooh, love me. I want your love so true because I love you. So if you really want my love, you get it right down to bits. You would hold me, squeeze me, kiss me, show me just like. But maybe if we wait a little longer, your love for me will get a little stronger than love me. Ooh, love me. Ooh, ooh, love me. Come on, baby, I need your love, love me. You know, said right down to my darling, let me. Ooh, ooh, baby.
Let me. The, his, I like the way they, the reason you hear the way he's playing with the syllables. That him doing that in songs earned him the nickname the Motor Mouth, and his weight caught up with him around 1969. You know, he started gaining weight, and, you know, health started failing. He was injured in a motorcycle accident in 1969, and then fate caught up with him in 1970 when him and three of his band members, their car skid off the road in North Carolina and plunged into a river. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Well, here's the next record. This is the B-side. This is called Why Am I Lonely? And this is another banger, man. And yeah, it's a real interesting song. He's sitting up here saying how he's got a girl, but he still can't figure out, you know, why he's lonely. She loves him and everything, but he still feels lonely. But, you know, most of his songs, too, kind of have that dark feeling to them. To me, they do anyway. But anyway, here we go. Check it out. This is called Why Am I Lonely? That's the Fat Man, or the Motor Mouth, Billy Stewart, and he was trying to figure out why he was lonely, and you know, Billy Stewart suffered a pretty bad ending. So those were two good records, though. Double Sided Dynamite records. From 1966, and you know, Washington D.C. is representing, and I'm gonna play some more Washington D.C. stuff because
it's Dynamite. You can't really avoid it when you have a soul show with all the good stuff that came out of there.
All right, so the next record is called I've Got to Go On Without You from 1974, and we're just going to go right into this record. Check this out.
Go on without you, oh baby.
was Shirley Brown, who is best known for her scorcher, Woman to Woman.
Yeah.
You see that on the BET
woman
commercial.
To woman.
Yeah, the horns on that are hot. You know, that's came out on Truth Records, which was a division of Stax. And you got to go read the story of Stax Records, man, if you're into the music industry. Basically, they had to start Truth Records because they couldn't put anything out on Stax because they were in like a major contractual dispute with CBS. And that record came out in 1974, you know, right before the label folded and went out of business completely.
Wow.
So anyway, we're going to get into the next record, which is the Hidden Cut of the Week. And this is from my man Leon Russell from 1972. And we were kind of clowning Leon just a little while ago because he looks a little bit like Michael McDonald with a bigger beard.
Maybe a little bit like ZZ Top.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he got famous playing as a session musician for big groups like the Rolling Stones, Phil Spector, The Byrds, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Wow.
He wrote some hits for Joe Cocker. Let's see, he's on George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh. And he also owned the record label that this came out on, Shelter Records. And I'll tell you more about Leon Russell and Shelter Records when we come back. But this is from 1972. This is the Hidden Cut of the Week. This is called Tightrope. And one thing, listen to the break on this. It's so hot how all the chorus is off key, you know, because the song has a real circus like feel to it, you know what I'm saying? So check this out.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. A comedy of errors and falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But hang on, show for you to see. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't gonna show.
Everything about that song is pretty much perfect, you know.
Yeah, love that.
They got it right on the money, from the off-key break to, you know, the lyrics matching the feel of the music.
Yeah, the feel of that song. And a guy with credentials like that, you know, for him to be doing that song, that's exactly how he wanted it to come out.
He wrote and sang the original version of This Masquerade, which happened to earn a Grammy Award for George Benson. And it also was the first record to hold the number one spot on the jazz, pop, and R&B charts.
Wow. Yep. I mean, imagine the royalty checks on that.
Leon owned the label this record came out on. This came out on Shelter Records. And Shelter released early records by Phoebe Snow, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and the Gap Band.
Gap Band, Green Ash and Pine, Streets in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
There you go, legendary streets in Tulsa along. That's where the Black Wall Street's from.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to leave Oklahoma and go on over to Birmingham, Alabama. And Frederick Knight is repping Birmingham, of course.
Yeah, he's known for his big hit, I've Been Lonely for So Long.
That's correct. Yeah, that's from 1972. This is actually the flip of that. And this is another record that came out on Stax. And he also actually wrote the B-side to the Shirley Brown song we heard, I've Got to Go On Without You.
Okay.
The B-side to that is called Ain't No Fun. Oh, man, it's a killer record. I should have played it. Well, he's getting his biggest royalty check from Anita Ward's song, Ring My Bell.
Yeah, he wrote that.
Yeah, he wrote that in 1979. So anyway, let's get into this. This is Lean On Me, and it's not the Bill Withers version. And check out the violins at the end of this, man. This is hot.
Yeah,
I mean, are you guys liking what you're hearing?
I'm loving it, man. That was,
I mean, this show number 13.
Man, we're back.
You're doing all right, man.
I knew the pressure was on.
Some of these records cost a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Money well served. I knew the pressure was on you, man, because we've had some dynamite episodes here at RareSoul.com, but I think you're definitely living up to the expectations.
All right, I just want to make sure, man. I just want to make sure. I lose sleep at night over these things.
What do you got
next?
So
anyway, the next record we have is Love Unlimited. This is Barry White's girl group. They were the backing trio on all of Barry White's records, and they hit big with the song Walking in the Rain with the One I Love, and that's actually the flip side of this 1972. This is the B-side, and it's equally as lush. And the bass, I really like the bass. It stands out in this song. And I'll talk more about it when we come back. This is Love Unlimited from 1972. You ready for it? It's called I Should Have Known. Came out in 1972, and you know, you ladies better pay attention to that song. Check this out. Here's an interesting fact. This record was released on the Uni label, UNI, which was owned by MCA, which coincidentally is the label that gave Eric B. and Rakim their $800,000 deal.
Really?
Yep. Same exact label. Anyway, this group hit big with Walking in the Rain with The One I Love, and this was the flip side to that. And you know, they got caught up in a contract dispute. Barry ended up having problems with the guys over at Uni MCA after one of the executives left, and Barry ended up going to 20th Century Fox, where he ended up hitting big. Right. And eventually Love Unlimited got out of their uni contract, and they joined Barry White at 20th Century, and you know, that's where Barry went on to have a bunch of big hits.
Didn't he did they put out that Love Unlimited Orchestra theme, right?
With, yep,
20th Century Fox.
Yep.
Nope, that was a big one for him.
Yeah, the girl in this group, Glodine James, she was married to Barry White for like 30 years. Yeah. So the next record we're going into is called Eternity With You, and we're going back to 1958 on this one. And most people remember Robert and Johnny's big hit, We Belong Together. We belong together.
Right, Richie Valens remade that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did, actually. It's on the La Bamba soundtrack. And probably in La Bamba, but they're from the Bronx, and the song We Belong Together was a top 40 hit in 1958, and for all you music industry people who like to learn about executives and stuff, you should go read about this guy named High Weiss. He was a owner of this legendary record label called Old Town that released so much black music. It's crazy. But anyway, this is what's known as duo wop, and I'll explain that to you after the song. This is called Eternity With You.
Before we go into why that isn't doo-wop, how did they get the bass to sound like that on that record?
Well, that's an upright bass on that session, but some of those early sessions when they first invented electric bass, they were afraid of it because they'd been using upright bass for such a long time. So a lot of times they actually would record two basses. They would have an upright bass player and an electric bass player come in. And then another trick they had for the early days when the music was all being broadcast on AM radio, they would double the bass with two basses, one an octave higher than the other. Right. And that way it would cut, the bass line could cut through the AM radio when people listened to it.
That's tight, man. So, interesting bit of fact from the technical genius, Mr. Mark Moss. And we're going to get into the next record, and we're going to go to Detroit with this one. This is by a guy named Shorty Long. This record is called Sing What You Wanna, and this is the flip side of his big record called Here Comes the Judge. And Here Comes the Judge was a novelty record. It was like a funny takeoff of, there was like a judge show. What was it, Laughing or something like that?
It was Laughing.
Yeah.
The cliche was Here Comes the Judge.
Yeah, and that's how the song starts.
I think Sammy Davis Jr. might have started that whole thing off.
Oh, yeah. Well, this version here is a soul version, but I'm not playing it today. I'm playing the other side of it. The other side of the record is just as interesting. It's called Sing What You Wanna. And what's interesting is that the song, you're supposed to fill in your own lyrics, right? But by the time you realize what the song is about, he's singing, you know? Like, there's never really a part to fill in your own lyrics. Really clever song, and he was known for his clever songs. He sang the original version of Devil with a Blue Dress On. It's by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. So anyway, check this out. This is called Sing What You Wanna by Shorty Long.
Ever since my Sing what you want.
Mr. Shorty Long. He had another big hit that should have been a hit called Function at the Junction. And he actually was killed in a boating accident in 1969. He was killed in a boating accident. But like I said, he sang the original version of Devil with a Blue Dress On. And he came to Motown because he was part of Harvey Fuqua's Tri-5 record label. And Harvey ended up selling that to Berry Gordy. And Berry Gordy inherited the Spinners, Junior Walker, Marvin Gaye, Shorty Long. Yeah, pretty crazy. So anyway, this next record that I'm getting ready to play is one of my treasured 45s. I bought this one for a dollar, but this one trades on the market for about 75. This one is called I Love You More Today Than Yesterday, and we all know that song, you know. It's a pretty big pop hit for the Spiral Staircase. But this one is, this version, this is the soul version by the 125th Street Candy Store. This record is so crazy, man. What? And I really like this. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back, but check this one out. This is a soul version of a pop hit. Soul version of I Love You More Today Than Yesterday, as done by the 125th Street Candy Store. And for all you soul lovers out there, that record is pretty hard to come by, you know what I'm saying? So I hope it was pleasurable to your ears.
So even that static is worth money, huh?
Yeah, the label is, it's on the Uptight record label, and the Uptight label is located at 857th Avenue in New York. It's probably the post office.
Can I say one thing? Right, P.O. Box. One thing. This episode has been dominated by independent labels. You know, nothing too major. You know, just a couple big labels.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make show 13 as hot as I can. You know what I'm saying?
It's working so far, I must say.
Well, if anybody out there has any more information on the 125th Street Candy Store, hit me up at grouchygreg@tmail.com. You know, I couldn't find a year on this record, and the only thing I could find was that Horace O'Donnell was also a member of another obscure New York group called The Descendants, and I couldn't find a year on it, so email me if you got it. So the next record we're going to play is on the Roxbury record label, and Roxbury, ironically, was based out of Los Angeles, California, not Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Right.
And this is William Devon, and the name of this record is called Kiss and Make Up. It's from 1974. And, you know, everybody knows his big hit, Be Thankful for What You've Got.
Diamond in the back, sun rooftop.
Digging the scene with the gangsta lean.
Yeah, so this is the follow-up to that.
Well, this sold 2 million copies in the spring of 74. No, that did.
That did.
Yeah, okay. Be Thankful for What You've Got. A lot of people took him, thought he was Curtis Mayfield, because he sounds just like it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, Devon is another D.C. native, and he was working for the government, and he decided he was going to pay, he shelled out $1,000 to go up and record at Philly's Omega Sound Studio. The VP was so impressed with the record that he shopped it for Devon, and it was finally issued on Roxbury.
Nice. Yeah, you know, here it is.
So check this out. This is from 1974. This is called Kiss and Make Up.
Let's kiss and make up. Let's kiss and make up. Now let me see just how wrong we've been. Let's stop our deceiving and start our life all over again. No more fighting between me and you. No more running around in the street like we used to do. Come on, baby. Come on, honey. Come on. Let's kiss and make up. Let's kiss and make up. Now that we see just what caused our misery.
Yes, that was William Devon. He hit big with Be Thankful for What You've Got in 1974. And that was a song called Kiss and Make Up, also from 1974. And,
followed that one up quick.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to have to thank me for your number one hit when you sample that and make it a big record, man.
You'll just have to pay some royalties.
I should keep some of these records under my hat, man.
Yeah. They're going to have to pay Devon, though.
Yeah, well, the next record is just as good. This is from 1973, and this is Irma Thomas. The name of this record is called She'll Never Be Your Wife.
And she actually sung the first version of Time Is On My Side?
By the Rolling Stones. She never got over the fact that they remade it.
Like
and
a
made
week
it
after she
hit.
Put it out.
Right.
Hers never got a chance to
Hers
shine.
Never got a chance. And this record came out on the Fungus record label. And what a name for a record label, Fungus. You know?
Yeah.
And the actual label is the word fungus and like a little funky looking mushroom, man. A green record label. Crazy. But anyway, this song is called She'll Never Be Your Wife, and this is a crazy record, man. She's basically telling her man that after all he did to her, you know, and all she went through in the relationship, that now he's trying to get a divorce from her, and she's like, nah, I ain't getting no divorce. I refuse to get a divorce from you, no matter what. You can go ahead. She's saying, you can go ahead and have your new girl and all that, but we ain't never gonna make it legal. Ooh. Check it out, and listen to what she says at the end of the record. You ladies are gonna like this. Check this out.
Money you make, so you better bring it on home and take care of these kids. And she'll never, never be your wife. Never, 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 never be your wife.
That was pretty personal right
great
there.
Great ending, great ending. That was the soul queen from New Orleans, Miss Irma Thomas. That's what they called her. And she was discovered while she was working as a waitress in a nightclub in 1959. And she released some pretty good records for the Minute label, including this one song called It's Raining. You got to hear it, man. It's real tight.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I'll make sure that I play it
at some point.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, she released a real important album in 1964 because it, you know, it contained the original version of Time Is On My Side, which was the breakout hit for the Rolling Stones.
And a huge hit that's still played today.
That's right. And she wasn't really happy about that. And she used to turn down requests at live shows. You know, when people would ask her to perform the show, she wouldn't perform the song, she wouldn't do it. Wow. So check this out. We are getting into the big gun of the week since we are at almost 59 minutes. We're going to run over a little bit, but that's okay.
Raresoul.com, that's what you're listening to.
This is from 1972, and this is my main man, Tyrone Davis.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We all know Tyrone Davis's big hit, Turn Back the Hands of Time.
Also, Can I Change My Mind? You'll be in Happy Harry's and you'll hear that one.
Yeah, no, they don't know about Happy Harry's. Or any drugstore around the country, though, you'll hear it in like the soft rock aisle. You'll hear some of Tyrone's music playing in the background. But he was born in Mississippi, lived in Saginaw, Michigan. And there's some good soul groups come out of Saginaw, too, by the way. But anyway, he moved to Chicago and he hooked up with Freddie King, and he was his chauffeur, the blues musician Freddie King, and he was his chauffeur for a little while. And
I'll say that he came a long way from being a chauffeur, because, you know, I can't get specific with the detail, but I know that he's got a collection of top 20 R&B hits in the 70s.
Yeah.
Probably, I mean, one of the most successful male R&B singers of the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, you figure he had a number one hit with the song called Turning Point, which is another excellent song. If I Could turn back the Hands of Time. I mean, there are million selling records that people know. So he first hit with his first record in 1965. He recorded it as Tyrone the Wonder Boy. That was his first record. But the single was a flop, and he bounced around for a little while till he hooked up with Carl Davis and his amazing Chicago soul label, Dakar. I'll tell you about Dakar when we come back. Check this out. This is the Big Gun of the Week. This is called Come and Get This Ring. And I just want to save the break for you guys so you catch it the first time. This song is about a dude who gets caught cheating on his wedding, the night before his wedding, like his bachelor party.
Oh,
his wife catches him, and the break is, come and get this ring, you do wronger. Give it to the girl you kissed on the corner.
All right?
Check this out.
Oh, man. The bass is just going off on
that.
The
Big Gun of the Week, and that's
real upbeat.
Yeah, that's one of the best. I think that's one of the best examples of Chicago soul, and that came out on the Dakar record label in 1968.
So Carl Davis produced that.
Carl Davis produced it, and he owned the Dakar label. He was working at Brunswick, and I guess for whatever reason, he started this label on the side, even though he was running the show over at Brunswick. And the first hit came with the help of Willie Henderson. And it was actually Tyrone Davis' song, Can I Change My Mind? That was a B-side. And,
really?
Yep. It's from the album Had It All the Time, which came out in 1972. And we got it all the time at RareSoul.com. We're going to wrap this show up. I hope that you enjoyed each and every record that we played. And I promise you that it will not be that long for show number 14. Signing off from Target Recording Studios in Elkton, Maryland. I'm Grouchy Greg.
I'm Mark Attack.
Jake Crates.
And you're listening to RareSoul.com. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace. See you.